This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It is August 7th, 2020. I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. Welcome to our weekly show with Todd Kuhnen, my host, co-host, and Cal Hunter, our three-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner, our wonderful producer. Thank you for being here, all three of us. Denise is out on business today. You know what? Today is going to be an exciting day. You know, we know this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, but this day is going to be more exciting than normal. Why? Because it's exciting all the time? No. It's because I have something to tell you.
Uh-oh.
And I know it's a shock, but I do bring anecdotal things to the table at all times, but I told Cal I've got to be very, very careful because you know, we have to stay politically neutral, and we are. And I think I might, if it wasn't sacrilegious, I'd almost pray to God on this radio to help me stay politically neutral. I am just on the edge. I'm on the edge today of staying politically neutral. This is the hardest day I've ever had of staying politically neutral.
Why? What seems
you
to be the
me,
problem,
ask me
Fred?
Why. Just
what
ask
seems to be the problem,
why?
Fred? But why is this the way it is?
I don't want to tell you.
Please
Cal.
Tell us.
I don't
want to
tell you.
I don't want to say it.
You can't set us up like that and then say, never mind.
I can't.
Come on, man.
I have to keep my mouth shut because I'm a lawyer and I have to argue both sides. But okay, you ready? Should I just spill the beans?
Just dump it out there. Yeah.
Those of you who don't know, because we're nationwide, this is a syndicated national show. We are in California. All right. You ready for this? I grew up on a farm. I'm a small little country boy.
Just a good old boy.
Swung by Denny's.
No harm. Yeah.
And I saw, to protect the elderly, we are not allowed to go inside the restaurant because of COVID-19. All right.
But
I'm trying to be politically neutral. Okay, I'm stop. Let me go. Just let me roll.
What was the temperature yesterday?
It was like 105. And here are these old people sitting in the parking lot eating their food.
Sweating and eating. Talk about sweating with the oldies.
Ready to have a heart attack. They didn't get COVID-19, but they died of heat stroke. And I just looked at that. I'm going, what is going on? What is going on here? And then this morning, there's the straw that broke the camel's back. And I said, I can't say it, Fred, stop. I talk to myself in my car all the time. I'm like, why do you talk to yourself in your car? I have to because I have two sides of me. And I kept saying, don't do it. Don't do it on the radio. Don't do it, Fred. I have to. I'm doing it. And then there was a restaurant that had the outside tables and a tent over the top that had the tent covers all the way around it with the people in it.
Oh,
I was
man.
Just dying. I was like, wait a minute. So you can't go in the nice air conditioned, you know, stay, keep people 8-10 feet apart, far away, but yet you put them outside in a tent that's covered up. And again, I'm not blaming the businesses. The businesses are doing whatever they can to try to survive. And it's like, wait a minute. That's kind of that's kind of defeating the purpose, isn't it? So I don't get this, guys. I'm sorry. We're talking Radio Law Talk. We're going to talk about the law. But I'm sorry. I don't get it.
But look, this is just, this is, you remember back when they had all the restrictions on airline travel for, after attacks and you had to check in and, you know, what was normally a 2-hour thing now was 5 hours before your flight and you had to do all this kind of stuff. And then they promulgate these regulations and then some airline comes along and says, okay, but you can do this express pre-boarding. You just log online. And I remember looking at that going,
Yeah, I'm not certain the terrorists will be able to exploit that little loophole. Yeah,
they just brought, they showed me their pass.
Yeah, come on. They logged in online. I don't see how they could have done that with a fake ID.
855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234. I am sorry. I got to stop because there's people out there that are getting sick. We got to be careful. And again, I understand both sides, but doggone it.
Let me tell you something, though. See, because every cloud has a silver lining to it, right?
That's what they say.
Yeah, yeah. And the silver lining to this for me and Cal personally is that when Fred has these crises of conscience as he sees the injustices and
it's not an injustice, it's just to me it's just weird.
He sees the weirdness, where two things just don't quite add up. The way Fred deals with that is to pick up fresh hot donuts and to bring them and to bring them to us here in the studio. And so I say, Fred, fret on. Continue to have these moral conundrums running through your head, conversations in your car with yourself. Because if those are going to lead to you bringing donuts in, I think Cal and I are all for it.
Well, that's what I said.
The cows are for it. Everybody's
just
for it.
Forget it. The diet. I just said that's it. I'm pulling in and getting a hot donut.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing caution to the wind.
And then Fred walks into the control room with a box of beautiful smelling donuts and goes, "Here, Cal, partake. There's nothing wrong with these. Oh, it won't ruin your blood sugar level. Just have one little donut. Just one."
Fred says as he's filing down one of the horns on his head and trying to stuff that, you know, and wondering how he's going to wear his flip-flops with a cloven hoof.
I'm just worried about the little old man and the little old lady sweating to death out in the Denny's parking lot. I mean, thank heavens for Denny's. I'm not blaming Denny's. No, they have to do something.
The health department says, you know, they may have passed out from heat stroke, but at least they didn't get the COVID.
They didn't get COVID, but they're almost dead from heat stroke.
Oh, no. See, this is where it gets political. If they did keel over because of heat stroke, they'd still call it a COVID-related death. Because you got to get
that's
those
what stats they say. Yeah, that's what
we're politically neutral, everybody. We really are. But I just have to laugh sometimes, and I can't stop thinking about this during the week, and then when I drove by this morning and saw that tent covered up, people eating breakfast in there, I just said to myself, what is going on? What are we doing?
Donuts. That's what's going on. That's all I'm taking away from this conversation, yes. Todd.
Donuts.
What's going on? Donuts.
But we do have some interesting things we're going to talk about. Neil Young.
Donuts.
Yeah. Neil Young is suing President Trump.
Oh, God.
Now, this is interesting. No, seriously.
I know.
You've got to hear about this. And I'm telling you right now, this is an opinion, but I'm just saying, don't ever say that because then they set you up. But as good luck in winning that case, and we'll discuss why Young has some issues. We're going to talk about Jake Paul, who is a famous YouTuber, Instagrammer, TikToker, was raided by the FBI, and Todd, our resident criminal attorney and former prosecutor, we want to talk a little bit about
warrants.
Yeah. How is it that they have a right to go in there to his house?
It's a hot button topic, not just for that, but generally speaking.
Right.
And so because we hear FISA and all that, the warrant analysis would be the same across the board.
Right. And so we're going to talk about that. XFL's pulling out of bankruptcy. We're going to talk about that. Judge Judy is going to eat a contract on the air. If such a thing exists, she said. So she's even going to, I think, put mayonnaise on it or something like that.
She's just going to put cream cheese. Cream cheese.
But we're going to talk about the Washington, Redskins. You can't say it anymore.
The football team in Washington,
D.C. Yes.
We're going to talk about an interesting lawsuit there. And then we've got COVID-19 suspects released. We've got to talk about this. This is sad, and we're going to discuss
just
that.
Tragic.
We'll be back, and then we have case or no case. That's important.
And do I have a case or no case for you?
Uh-oh.
A famous one. A world famous one that I'm sure you already know completely about.
Come get a donut.
How could we possibly do that if you've made it up?
Now that's a fair point.
Come get a donut, Cal.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PENNEY Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking, snappy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Fancy pants peanut butter? A big screen television? You have it?
That is armadillo. Stop whining.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So if you want to call in 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, we're live 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. If you're hearing us on a later podcast, you can email us at info@RadioLawTalk. If later your radio station decides to turn us off, you can go to www.RadioLawTalk.com and click on the live button. Why people come and listen to us is one thing and one thing only, and that's for Cal's famous case or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Edward Theodore was a bad guy. Actually, his name Theodore was a bad guy. Born in Plainfield, Wisconsin. Edward did some nasty things.
Uh-oh.
Edward liked to find people's bodies after he made them lifeless and cut them up and take off their skin and take their organs out. And then he liked to go to graveyards and rob them. And so after Edward's case gained notoriety through the newsreels at the movie theaters, Edward's family took umbrage with a certain film that was released later called Psycho, starring Anthony Perkins. They said every time that movie plays, it reminds us of our dear brother Edward, Edward Theodore, reminds us of him, and it does further damage to our family's name that was caused by Edward Theodore's bad actions. So they immediately went to Edward Theodore's defense attorney and said, can you sue the movie studio, Universal, from stopping this movie from airing anymore, and Alfred Hitchcock? And he said, you really need to get a different kind of lawyer. So they signed.
In other words, get out of my office, you nutball!
Okay, perhaps that. And so so they went and sought legal counsel. And I ask you, case or no case? And by the way, yes, I completely obliterated my score sheet, so we're going to start from scratch here. So
Denise has it.
Yeah, we'll get it for you. Yeah, we'll be okay. So, Todd, I think we're going to start with you today.
Okay, sure. I laughed
case
first.
Case or no case on Edward Theodore?
Well, the reason why I laughed is because that's a very typical thing where you hear they want to file a civil suit, so they go to the criminal defense attorney and ask him. And it's very common. It's like, you know, I don't know how often, Fred, you get people, well, you're a lawyer, can you answer this question?
Yeah, Todd, you tell them all to come to me.
And they ask something different that's crazy off the wall.
Can I sue the jail because I slipped and fell? Yeah, but I'm not going to handle that.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask that.
Good luck on that one. Right.
My competitor's name.
I'll say, sure, this is a case, and I'm going to say that... Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go out on a limb. What the heck? Okay. I'm going to say this is a case, and the family prevails, not in getting it stopped, but they prevail in getting some sort of relief.
Yeah, because obviously Psycho didn't stop.
They prevail in some sort of relief. Right. And I'm going to go even further and say that this may be what spawned the disclaimer, either at the beginning, mostly at the end of shows, saying what you've just seen is a work of fiction, any similarity to characters in real life is purely coincidental.
Said Todd, pushing all of his chips into the middle of the table.
So that's my answer.
Mr. Penny, I ask you, is the case of Edward Theodore a case or no case?
Was his real name Edward Theodore Scissorhands?
Very close.
Oh, played by none other than Johnny Depp. We got to tie that into something we always talk about here, right?
The answer is no.
You know, I had my answer until Todd opined. And you know what? I'm trying to just gain points here. This is strategery. And I was going to say my initial thought is this is an absolute scenario, but not a case. But yet, I want to try to gain points with Todd, so I don't want him to get ahead of me. So what should I do?
The only way you would gain points is if you went opposite and you won and I lost.
No, but we're going against Denise. You and Denise. So I'm gonna follow strategery. I'm going to just follow whatever Todd said. I agree. But my initial thought was it's a scenario but not a case. That's my thought.
So essentially what Fred has done here is it's a typical Fred answer.
Yes.
It's like Denise who waits to give her answer. Fred's answer is, this is my answer, but in case I'm wrong, it's not really what I wanted
That's
to
exactly
say.
Right. So no matter what I'm typical lawyer, Your Honor, I'm going to argue this, but if it's the other thing, good one. I agree with that one, too.
Yes.
Well,
all right, tell us, Cal.
There were other movies on which were based upon Edward Theodore's character. They are Psycho, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Deranged Confessions of a Necrophile, A Motel Hell, and The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Wow.
For Edward, you see, is none other than Edward Theodore Gein, the first famous mass murderer in U.S. history, who was so crazy that they didn't even try him in Wisconsin. They took him, they put him in an insane asylum, and he stayed there until he died in 1984. But when they went into his place, he had bodies trussed out, he had body parts all over, he'd made lamps out of skin. He was just a bad guy.
He's crazy.
Bad guy.
So you got to tell us what happens, though, at the end. I mean, what was it a real case?
No.
It was not a case, so
not
we both lose.
No, it was
it
not.
It was a scenario, but not a case.
The movie was a scenario. But yeah, I'm sorry, I was looking at my time here, which I goofed up last time. Yeah, it was not a case. The family never filed.
Oh, I should have followed my
They should have said, well, Eddie's getting some notoriety again, because both Ed and Norman Bates came from a domineering mother. You know, Ed had his mother's body locked in a room in a cabin. I mean, it was all just all this crazy.
We can make people think that as we go out, pal.
We'll be back. Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said executive actions are on the way after a failed week of negotiations on Capitol Hill at a news conference in New Jersey last night.
I will act under my authority as president to get Americans the relief they need.
The president said his administration is working out deferring the payroll tax as well as continuing a moratorium on evictions and continuing expanded unemployment benefits as well as deferring student loan payments through the end of 2020. The president did not specify at what amount the expanded benefits would continue. Democrats are asking for an additional $600 unemployment, and Republicans have offered $200 so that employees will have some incentive to go back to their jobs rather than staying home to collect more money than they were making on that job. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state.
We love Cal because he does like three or four things at once. Answers phones, plays on the big board there, and lets us go live. We were talking about Neil Young. Now what? Now why? Here's the situation. Most people know this. If you don't, there's a thing called ASCAP and BMI. ASCAP and BMI is a company that basically you have to go through. If you're even a big business and you're putting out, let's say there's a water park and you're playing music throughout the whole park to all, or Disneyland's playing music, you have to pay ASCAP or BMI to use it.
You walk into a restroom and they have the music playing, or the elevator music.
Right.
All of that is licensed by ASCAP and BMI.
Right, and so go ahead. And so,
as a convenience, because, I mean, look, nobody wants to have to go track down the original artist somewhere, so let's just have a one-stop shop where let them represent, the artist says, we let ASCAP and BMI represent us.
Right.
You have a central place you can go to get permission to use the music, and we'll all hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
That's exactly right.
With permission, by the way, singing Kumbaya.
That's exactly right. And they get paid for this.
That's right.
In other words, Neil Young gets paid by ASCAP and BMI for his music being on ASCAP and BMI, so he makes good money from them playing his music, whether it's in the elevator or at a water park or whatever. And he makes money. Well, there's been a little bit of a rift going on, and it's not just with him, but with a number of artists where politics or politicians are using their music for their platform, and yet these individuals don't agree with that person or that candidate, whether it's Democrat or Republican. And I say, on you, you're taking the money from ASCAP and BMI, and if you don't like that a politician is using your music, Mr. Young, then pull your music off ASCAP and BMI. So, yeah. Oh, there you go. There we go. Okay. Good enough. Yeah. So, you know, and we're a news program here, by the way. So, my issue here is, which one are you going to do? You want to have ASCAP? Now, I get it. I get it, Mr. Young, that you don't like that Mr. Trump is using your music for his rallies. I get that.
Just really, really quickly, just to let folks know. So the Trump campaign was using the Neil Young songs, Rockin' in the Free World, and then one other song.
I can't remember what it was.
It was the Devil Sidewalk. So Rockin' in the Free World and Devil Sidewalk were being used by the Trump campaign at their rallies, that they've got. And Neil Young was like, I don't want that. I don't want to be associated with that.
And he hates Trump.
He hates Trump. But the problem is Neil Young's songs are represented by BMI and ASCAP, and the Trump campaign says, we got their permission.
They paid for it.
They paid for the rights.
That's what rights fees are. We have the right to play this.
So here's the interesting thing. This is what I love. And it goes both ways. This is not just a Trump thing. This is a Biden thing, too. So if Biden paid his ASCAP fee and his BMI fee and uses a country song that doesn't like Biden, well, too bad. Then don't put it on BMI. So here's the best part. This is what I like. So Neil Young's complaint. And this comes from his lawyer. Yeah, I know. You're ready for this. I love what they say and how they're like, oh my gosh, we just love the American society and how it works. Quote, this complaint's not intended to disrespect the rights and opinions of American citizens who are free to support the candidate of their choosing. Okay. Again, I say, they say that, then, however, read the rest.
And this is in their complaint.
This is in the complaint. Go ahead, Tom.
However, plaintiff in good conscience cannot allow his music to be used as a theme song for a divisive, un-American campaign of ignorance and hate. That's in the complaint.
In the complaint. So here we are. Look, it's okay. Everyone should be able to choose. But let me tell you, this is an absolute ignorant, hate-filled guy, and don't use my music. Oh, by the way, thanks for the money that I got paid for him using it and other people using it. But it's like, which one is it, buddy?
Look, the response here to this is when he says, Neil Young says, the plaintiff cannot allow his music to be used. Hold on a minute. You, as an artist, have made BMI and ASCAP your agent for purposes of granting authority and approval for folks to use that if they pay the fee. Your agents entered into this agreement with this particular campaign.
The allowing has already
They paid their fee.
Done.
You've already allowed it. This is like trying to defuse a bomb after it's gone off. The horse has left the stable. I am sorry.
Well, here's the other thing is how many other people are using other musicians' music for political things that they don't agree with also. You don't know. I mean, maybe at a rally that only has 2,000 people. It's happening everywhere. But they have no problem taking the check. That's what's interesting to me. And by the way, I love Neil Young's music.
And it's not a big check, by the way. It's not. But let's just say that when Hillary Clinton was running for president, when she and Bill were elected in the inauguration ball, they danced to Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Well, let's just suppose that Fleetwood Mac, which is an absurd conclusion on my part, but let's pretend and say, well, they decided they don't like the Clintons. They don't want them dancing to their song. You know what? You can't control other people's actions when they paid the bill already.
Okay, you ready for this, Cal?
Yeah.
During the break, Todd told me his theory. Again, this is a theory. Why is this occurring now, Cal? Listen to his theory. Again, this is conjecture, and we just as lawyers and as individual hosts, but this is not as being a lawyer, because remember, oh, by the way, I have to do the we're not given legal advice, seek legal counsel, we're talking about general topics a lot. So, Todd, tell us what you think might be happening. Not for sure, but might.
Well, the issue is Trump has been using these in his campaign rallies or in the rallies he began for years. And he was elected in 2016. He was using them before in 2016, and he continues to use them up until recently. But now the lawsuit is being brought, and what are we, about 2 months away from an election, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my feeling is this lawsuit perhaps is being brought in an attempt to say, to a judge seeking a temporary injunction, look, we've got this lawsuit pending, so while the lawsuit is pending, can you grant a temporary injunction? We only need it for a couple months. So that they can't use it for any rallies between now and November when the election comes around. And then after the election, win or lose, I think this thing is going to lose steam because historically, when there's been questions by artists that have not been represented by ASCAP or BMI, they throw out these lawsuits, these questions, and then the campaign season is so short that after the campaign season is done, they kind of lose steam and they go away. And I would note that ASCAP and BMI have actually warned and sent out notices to political campaigns that the ability to challenge music for which a license was received under ASCAP and BMI has never really been explored in the context of political campaigns. And so we can't guarantee it because that area of law is unsettled as it relates to it. So I see Neil Young doing this just to try to get a temporary restraining
order. But here's the interesting thing. I wonder if ASCAP and BMI step in and go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Then people are going to go, why am I buying ASCAP and BMI
exactly.
when I'm going to be sued anyway? Because, and I paid for this, I'm suing you. What I would do, I would cross-complain against ASCAP and BMI and say, you're the one that granted the license to me, and now I'm being sued by your artist that you represent.
You're taking money from me to get a license for something that you're saying, admitting that you may or may not have the authority to grant? Wow.
And by the way, ASCAP stands for the American Society of Composers, Authors and Publishers. So this is singers and songwriters. That's basically what
right.
this is. BMI stands for Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Right.
So one's basically a radio rights group, and the other one is any performance, bars, anything like that.
Right.
You know, yeah.
So this is going to be interesting. We're going to follow this. It might be political. Again, this is we're arguing both sides. Really, this to me has nothing to do with the Trump issue. It's even if someone brings in Biden's using some music and he paid for his ASCAP BMI, well, it's too bad.
The only hit
like memories.
Stop it.
I'm sorry, it was a joke.
The only hitch in the giddy up for the whole they're trying to get a temporary restraining order issue is oftentimes in order to get a temporary restraining order while a lawsuit is pending, you have to show a likelihood of being able to prevail on the merits of the lawsuit.
Right.
Right? And given this, I don't know that Young and his camp can show that, hey, you should grant this restraining order because once this goes to trial, we're likely to prevail.
Right.
It's too unsettled.
And then the next question is, what would be the harm? How would Neil Young be harmed?
He has
an agreement that says, if you play my tune, you have to pay me.
Yep.
So they play the tune, they pay him. What's the harm?
He says it doesn't follow.
Well, that's the soundbite you played, Sands. And he's already in hot water with the South anyway, Neil
right.
Young is, because you know Southern men don't need him around
anyhow. That's my point.
My son-in-law's dad's favorite band, but and I like some of his music.
Yeah.
Gold Rush, right? Gold Rush was the one.
Neil Young.
We'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about Jake Paul.
As Fred told you, there's much more Radio Law Talk coming up. And a friendly reminder, we are live 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. So if you can't hear us on your radio station, why, just turn us on then at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You know, I was telling my wife, and then those of you who don't know, a lot of radio listeners probably don't, because we have a crowd that's generally an older crowd that listens to us. Jake Paul, they're like, who the heck is he and who cares? There's a new thing called social media. Social media is a boom. And
what?
Yeah, I know, that's exactly right. Huh? Cal's like, huh?
I think I heard about that at the Sizzler when I was eating dinner at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Outside on the patio.
On the patio burning up to death. Yeah, had a heart attack, but I'm good now. Don't have COVID. Got my heart attack going, though. Anyway, Jake Paul is kind of a YouTube star. He has his Instagram. Look up how many followers he's got, just out of curiosity. On Instagram, you know, he's like TikToker.
I don't know if he has more than Fred Penny.
Nobody has more than him. I'm going to look up Jake Paul. Jake, hold on. Jake, I'll do it. Paul.
Many
Jake.
A thousand.
Paul. Jake Paul has Instagram 13.2 million followers. By the way, when the NBA played their first games, I believe they had the Jazz game had a couple million people watch it, and LeBron James had maybe 3 million. You know, this guy's got 13.2 million followers, and I just want you guys to understand how big this is becoming for us in the age that aren't quite into this, that are into TV and radio. That's 13.2 million followers on his Instagram. And let me tell you, there's a thing called TikTok. Those of you, we talked about it. On TikTok, ready for this? And this is, you're thinking, well, why is this important? This is huge. This is huge, and this is why. You look up Addison Rae. Addison, A-D-D-I-S-O-N. So Addison Rae is just, all she does is do a bunch of dances. Ready for this, Cal? Guess how many people follow her, everything she does. Just a quick...
Addison Rae, Addison dancer. Rae. I know that that's a very hot thing to people, for young people to dance along to their phones.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess 6 million.
54.5 million followers.
And you know what's interesting? The first three letters in her name are ADD. You can figure that out.
That's right. So, Addison, so you ask yourself, why does this matter?
Yeah.
These guys, these young kids are powerful.
They influence a lot. Yeah.
Influencers, where you're getting in an NBA basketball game 3 million viewers, and these kids are getting, you know, millions and millions. She had she just did a quick dance, like just and she had 15.6 million people looked at it, just watched her dance.
Here's the key difference, and people who study demography know this.
Yeah.
At the NBA game time, people are watching that game live. In TikTok and all these other things, they can watch it at their leisure when they decide to kind of go flip over
and
do it. So there's a big difference demographically and to an advertiser.
But it still shows how many people have their eyes on it.
Yeah.
And our one that she did before that, I mean, we're talking the past few days, 23.3 million people watched it.
Wow.
So this is why we're talking about Jake Paul. Jake Paul has what's called an influencer house. It's in Calabasas, California. It's a mansion. It's huge. And they go and collaborate.
It's a party house, basically.
Well, they do. Let me back up. I've seen and I know some houses that they generally do real collaborations. They get together and they do these dances, or they'll do a funny stunt in the pool, and it blows up and goes out and everybody watches it.
Sure.
And that's what this house is about. And by the way, not to get in detail, as a lawyer, I know of one of the people that was in the house that lived in this house and did this collaboration. And I actually have done some minor representation.
Were they bored in the house? I mean, were they in the house bored?
No,
were they bored in the house and in the house board?
Both.
I'm in the house and I'm in the house board.
Oh, stop.
Bored
that's a song.
In the house
I know.
In the house board.
The Cal doesn't get it. The people don't get it.
Oh, I get being boarded in the house, but not bored. Wait. I don't
Sorry.
Know. Yeah.
I've derailed, Fred.
I'm going to call this the anecdotal hour. So let's get to it. So they raid his house in Calabasas. Let's back up. In Phoenix, a month or so ago, area, that's actually Scottsdale, there was some damage done to one of the mall areas, and he was shown there videoing it. And there was these protests slash...
It was following the George Floyd incident, and this occurred in Arizona. He was
It was in Scottsdale.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, long story short, it shows him videoing it. His argument is, look, I was just there videoing it. I wasn't doing anything, which what I've seen is probably correct.
Yes.
So they dropped it. The DA from Arizona dropped the claim against him, or the criminal claim against him.
The complaint's gone.
And then what happened is they said, we'll let the federal government pursue, and they got a warrant for his house. This is why. It's like, why? And this is where Todd's going to explain a little bit about warrants. And they just raided his house this past week in Calabasas.
And boy, did they find a lot of stuff.
They found some stuff. It's important to also note that Arizona didn't dismiss the lawsuit so that the feds could prosecute or investigate the same thing that Arizona had charged him with. When they dumped their lawsuit, which was just a misdemeanor suit, they said, we're doing it so that we don't get in the way of any other federal investigation that might be going on, which could have happened, and there's some case law that might have suggested that could have been an easy out for Mr. Paul if that were occurring. So, after Arizona gets out, the feds do get this search warrant. Now, here's the thing about a search warrant. If you go back to the Fourth Amendment, it says no property or items, nobody shall be subject to search and seizure unless a warrant has been issued by a magistrate that spells out the probable cause. And that's a constitutional right that everybody has. So here's the way that a warrant works. Law enforcement officers do an investigation. They feel like they've got enough probable cause to go to a judge to have the judge say, look, I know this person has a right to be free in their home, but we want you to issue a warrant that lets us go beyond that, because the Constitution says you got to give a warrant. So here's the information that we have. that leads us to believe that a felony has been committed and that the instruments of that felony can be found in this location. And we'd like to go in here and hear, this is the important part, here's the stuff we want, are looking for, that we want to get.
And it has to be specific.
And it has to be specific.
They can't go on a, just a big rant to go find whatever they want.
They can't say, Judge, we think something's going on there. Let us in. We'll just go take a look around and see what we can find.
No fishing expedition.
That's right. It has to list what it is they're looking for.
And they have to have probable cause.
And they have to have probable cause that a crime was committed that allows the magistrate to say, okay, yes, you can go to that location and look for these things. And what's more is after they finish serving the warrant, they have to write out and go back to the judge and say, this is what we got. Now, right now, the warrant, the affidavits and all of that in support of the warrant to go into Jake Paul's house are sealed. And the FBI has been ordered by the court not to divulge the reasons behind why they went into the house. And so when the warrant was first executed, when the officers first go in, anybody seeing the officers going doesn't know why they're going in.
And it's got to be quiet. They've got to keep it under wraps.
And they don't know why they're going in. However, as the warrant was being issued and items were then being taken out of the house, aerial footage exists showing the officers coming out with large weapons.
Do you think the officers knew there was aerial
footage? They may have. Absolutely. I don't know. They probably did. Yeah. But so here they're coming out with weapons, which tells you what? If they're coming out with specific items, in all likelihood, those specific items were listed in the warrant because that's what they were going in to seize, which then lets you understand that it was a misdemeanor case in Arizona. That case got dismissed because it was rioting, looting, or just misdemeanor stuff. And they didn't want to get in the way of a federal investigation, which, if you're reading the tea leaves, appears to be aimed at possession of weapons, possibly assault weapons. That's just based upon the information that we have from them coming out. It appears to be a weapons-based thing. That's what the basis of the warrant was.
What's interesting to me is, I'm just throwing this out, a lot of complaints about big parties, anti-COVID parties, 100 kids, all these kids showing up to watching, by the way, a fight on TV and videos. Don't get these kids put this out on their Instagram and you know, I wonder if it's a little bit of that, like the neighbors complaining about all these big rave parties, which I would complain too if I lived nearby.
Did this stem from that shooting at the shopping mall where the guy was walking in shooting, or was this from a demonstration?
No, just a
demonstration.
No, they were breaking things and taking stuff. And so he was just there videoing him. So the interesting thing is, we're going to follow this. We're not going to get in more detail about it. But as of now, they said he is not charged with anything.
Yeah.
They're just right now going in and checking out. I think it's kind of funny, though, Todd. Can you just throw a like blanket over the top of those guns as you take them out walking around before you put them away in the armored vehicles that showed up? I was kind of shocked. This is just a kid.
Well, the only thing I think with X, and we'll run up on time here, is if they do come out, and if this is, it's a lot of speculation, if this is gun running thing, then anybody else who's had dealings with Jake Paul is looking at that going, oh, crap.
Yeah. Cal, take us out.
All right, stay tuned. There are two more hours of Radio Law Talk on our live presentation on RadioLawTalk.com, so you make sure that you listen to them one way or the other, either live or via podcast. We'll be right back on Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.